We are joined today by Los Angeles Team Mentoring, and they work with at-risk youth. Through their schools, they offer mentoring programs to help kids succeed in school and life. And we have two representatives with us today. Maria Melton is the executive director, and she was a foster youth herself and acted as an advocate for at-risk youth on Capitol Hill in local and state governments. And then we are also joined by William Figueroa. He is the director of programs, and he worked with foster and probation youth. Will you tell us a little bit more about the mission and the history?
Absolutely. So, Tina, thank you for having us. And by the way, you have a great voice.
Thank
you. I see why you do what you do.
You too.
Tina, yes, you know, we're really passionate. Our organization, our board of directors, our executive director, the entire team, we're really passionate about what we do. You know, we're the largest organization of our kind providing mentoring to middle school youth. So, you know, our mission is to guide middle school students growing up in challenging urban environments and trying to give them the tools and support they need during a critical time of their development. A lot of experts out there like to call the early childhood years the most formative years. I would disagree. I feel the middle school years are the most formative years as kids start to transition into puberty, so the age between 11 and 14. And they're really at this point of their lives, this juncture of their lives. They're developing their principles, their attitudes, their behaviors, adopting their lifestyles, identifying with peers, etc. And so with that, if you're looking at our mission statement, that's why we do what we do. At that critical time of your development, we're hoping to give you the information that you need to be a productive, successful adult when you grow up. And then asking us about our history, it's really fascinating. I've been with the organization for 10 years, but we started in 1992. I came across the country from Miami. We just had riots in Miami, came out to LA, and then shortly thereafter, we had riots here. And so you can tell there was this big tug and pull with law enforcement and folks living in these disadvantaged communities. And so, you know, I like to say out of those 1992 riots, even though it was a horrible situation, you know, there was looting and there were fires, but out of the fires, a phoenix was born, and that was us, Los Angeles Team Mentoring. And here we are 25 years later. We were initially funded by the Amelia Foundation. There was a principal there at that school. We were a few blocks away at that school from the epicenter of the riots and in desperate need for positive role models. And so she asked her kids, you know, do you guys want a mentoring program? And the kids said yes. And so we ended up reaching out to the Princeton Learning Center. And the Princeton Learning Center really helped us develop our unique model. Our model is unique because we have three very specific adults. We have a teacher mentor to help improve school engagement. We have a college mentor to promote higher learning. And then we have a community / business mentor to really promote life skills. And what is life like after high school? What is life like in college? What is real life like? And those three folks work together with 10 to 12 kids. Our mentors also utilize different than some of the more, more traditional mentoring models that most folks are familiar with. Our mentors get to utilize an assets building or character building curriculum. Each and every year, we try to be innovative, really address the ever-changing needs of our communities, of our kids. For example, technology has changed how kids become friends, how kids communicate, how kids learn. And we recently created a partnership with Common Sense Media so that they can help us teach our mentors, teach our kids how to be digitally responsible.
And you work with about how many students per week?
Over the past 25 years, 25,000 kids. But now weekly, we serve 1,300 kids a week.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of kids that you're helping. And so, Maria, do you want to talk about the impact that this has all had and some of the partners that you work with that have helped you along the way?
I'm happy to do that, Tina. We're so excited. We knew that we were making a difference, but we couldn't always put our finger on exactly, you know, what that difference was. We knew that the children were happier, they were staying in school, that their behavior was better, their attendance was better. Our board recently went through strategic planning for the next 5 years, and our short-term goals were to determine what's happening in the neighborhoods and with the kids that we're serving right now. The world has changed in the last 5 years so significantly, and we wanted to know, you know, how can we best help those youth? So we decided to collectively go out and find a third party to give us a scorecard to really determine what it was that we were doing in the neighborhoods and in the classrooms, as well as do an internal study. And the scorecard results came back the following. I'm going to start with the graduation rate, because as William said, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders are in our program. Once they walk out in 8th grade, we don't see them again before they potentially graduate from high school. Do you know that the results came back that 23% more kids that went through our program, which ended in 8th grade, went on to graduate high school?
That's a huge impact within the school district.
I'd love for William to spend a few moments to talk about leadership camp and the kinds of things that we teach them. It's adult material.
I love leadership camp, something I created about 6 years ago. Really exciting. I realized as I was doing some good research, looking for new schools to bring on and talking to some of the charter schools, that I was just so blown away that the charter school kids were getting this college knowledge so early. And of course, I was meeting with middle school charter schools, and you know, I was trying to understand, you know, their whole K-12 model, and they were telling me, oh, you know, we're promoting college as early as kindergarten, you know, getting the kids to look at the signs and starting to see the names of institutions and so on. And I was like, wow, my kids aren't getting that. What can I do to help my kids be competitive, as Maria mentioned? We develop leadership camp. It's a week-long camp. It's pretty intensive. They're sitting in the summer where they could be running around, sitting with us. And while they're sitting with us, we're teaching them the different college systems, right? So that they clearly understand the difference between public and private schools and community colleges. We're teaching them the A through G requirements, and those are the subject requirements to get into a UC or CSU school in California. We're teaching them the value of transcripts and understanding those transcripts and understanding that you really got to do a good job in high school because those transcripts get sent. Financial aid, as Maria said, really get them to understand there's options. Again, you asked a lot of the kids that we serve coming from these disadvantaged communities, do you think you can afford to go to college? And a lot of them are already saying, no, I can't. And so some of them go into the workforce right away because they believe they can't. And we know what's going on right now with DACA, and you know, a lot of our families, our kids are coming from these type of families. And so they think that they can't even apply. They're afraid to apply for financial aid. And so we make it very clear to them, financial aid is available. You can take advantage. It's there for you. You can have a college degree. They draft an admissions essay, which is my favorite part of what they learn in leadership camp, because we're asking them to dig deep and to tell a compelling story. Anyway, they do these admissions essay, they learn how to build resumes, they build their interview skills, they create an actual high school college plan. Behind the scenes, we're typing up a college portfolio for them. And so, as I said, they build those interview skills. Then we take them to a local corporation like a Sidley Austin law firm in downtown LA or Unum in Glendale. And then they interview with these professionals. Mm-hmm. And these professionals, as Maria said, are blown away. We've even invited LAUSD, some of the execs over at LAUSD, and they're blown away. They're like, we cannot believe that in a week these kids have learned and mastered what it takes to get into college.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a powerful week. They learn a lot in 1 week, and being introduced to the working world as well, the corporate world, to have a career, to discover themselves, you know, what they like to do and how the college process works. So can we talk about the soiree?
I could not be more thrilled about our 25th year celebration. I mean, this beyond other years, we have so much to be proud of with 25 years of service and 2.5 million hours of service to the community.
That's an incredible number.
And the legacy is beautiful. I mean, we're still in some of the same neighborhoods that we started in and have served over 25,000 youth. And the important thing to remember is, William said, it's not a once and done interaction with these children. They're in 30 weeks of curriculum. And so are the mentors. They devote 30 weeks of their lives. And that's intense, and that's a high level of commitment. And it's a beautiful part of our program that people are so inspired, and they really want to make a difference. So at this soiree, we're going to be celebrating. I mean, we'll have city and county officials there, celebrities on the red carpet. We'll have our honorees like William. It's an honor to work with him and to know him all of these years. Everyone will be there that night remembering the legacy and really celebrating all that has happened.
Silver anniversary.
Silver anniversary at the Fairmont Hotel. in Santa Monica. I hope that your listeners will, you know, go to our website, latm.org, and check out the festivities that we'll have that evening. About 78% of all of the funds that it takes to help these children and to operate our organization is raised that night. We have donors that come back every year, but we always need new corporate sponsors, new donors, new individuals that are interested in participating and helping our organization. We couldn't do it without them. We don't get city funding, county funding. We don't get federal funding. So without individuals and organizations, we can't keep the lights on. So, and this is our signature event that we're so proud to present to, you know, your listeners and to our community.
It's a really glamorous night with some of LA's leading players. Mm-hmm. We're part of the fabric of Los Angeles. And we want to be known, we want to be recognized because we are changing lives. So at this event, it's a celebration of the past 25 years. We're trying to raise more money. We've got kids on waiting lists. We want to serve more kids. We want more donors. We want people to give their time. You know, we do all the usual silent auction with some great stuff, live auction with some great vacations. And then we wrap it up, you know, by honoring some really important folks who really made a difference with our organizations and with our organization and really help us to serve the kids that we serve.
It's Los Angeles Team Mentoring at 25th anniversary.
It's the 19th anniversary of the event, but it's our 25th year of service.
Mm-hmm.
And Tina, please don't forget our website, www.latm.org.
Yes, yes, because that's where you can find out about everything that we've been talking about and how you can go to the soiree. This is a major fundraising event, and you have the support of many high-profile companies, corporations, right?
Yes. Maria?
Yeah. Do you want to talk about who some of the sponsors are?
So I'd like to thank, of course, our dedicated board of directors who tirelessly raises funds for this organization every year, but also TPG, Live Nation, Haim and Cheryl Saban, Ernst & Young, Keenan and Associates. I'd like to thank also Bel Air Investments, Bank of America, McKinsey, Sony, Nickelodeon, Scope Capital Partners, and I'm sure that I've left some off. The wonderful company.
The Dwight Stewart Youth Fund is being honored.
Well, so if we've forgotten you, please forgive us, but we love you and thank you for everything that you do for us.
Los Angeles Team Mentoring.